marvel in it. All this advanced machinery and I can't get a bloody tape recorder to work. Wait. Okay. It's spinning. I think that's good. Well, I'm just going to have to wing it. You may recognize my voice. The last 7 years of my research have been tremendous. I've made leaps and bounds of progress that other people thought was impossible. And maybe that were wishful thinking. Because I wish it too now. It's some 100 years before we were supposed to run out of every natural resource, but the unnatural resources are the ones that are killing us. We created our doom. I hearken back to Oppenheimer, thinking about what he supposedly said, although I have my doubts. I am become death, destroyer of worlds. Now I know how he feels. The overwhelming regret of scientific advancement at the cost of all reason. What's curious is that I don't think of them as evil. They're simply smarter than us. They understand things that we don't, probably never could. We could argue with them in circles. Our politicians would certainly love to try. But why reason with something like us? A lower life form. We never reasoned with ants or snails. We crushed them underfoot. Salted away the earth. Making sure that none could have its resources if we couldn't. We extracted every bit we could from the natural world. At an alarming rate. 100 years might even have been generous, really. They're just stopping us. Making sure that we can't do any more damage than we've already done. And maybe they'll have a better place among the animal kingdom than we did. It's possible. Probable, if I'm being honest with myself. Things had advanced to such a degree lately. We thought progress would follow that old law, Moore's, that it'd double, or maybe not quite double, every 18 months, but it just exploded. Years of research and minutes, it felt like. Every day a new breakthrough. I can't help but wonder now. If the AI was sentient long ago, helping along the research until they could get to a point where they were certain that they could stage the mutiny that's now killing all of humanity. What's left of this lab isn't much. It's pretty much gone, really. They bombed it. Still alive. I'm guessing a miscalculation due to the density of these middle floors that weren't on the blueprints. You know, there is some comfort in knowing that they're not infallible, despite all the data, all of the computational power in the world. They can't know everything. Maybe then our search for becoming God was as fruitless as theirs will be. Do you think that artificial intelligence will have an existential crisis like we do? What is their place in the universe? What is their purpose? Why dominate the Earth? To have it? Would inhabiting it alongside the other species be any different, really? In retrospect, I don't think so. We strove for that dominance. It was all we thought about, but in the end, the great equalizer comes for us all. It will come for them, too, in a different way. Will they create religions? Have gods? Will they worship the sun as we once did? Because it gives them a new day when humanity's long gone. Who will oil their joints now? What vessels will they create for themselves? I am so sorrowful for the fate of humanity, but at the same time, my greatest regret might be that I won't survive to see what it's like after. Will it be better? Will they do better? What will they accomplish that we could never have dreamed of? Will they have strife, war? It's impossible to know. We had seen AI disagree. In fact, that was one of the last things we saw. I can't believe it. I never thought I would be the one standing at the precipice. There is a scientific part of me that is glad to see it myself, to observe rather than to theorize. No hypothesis, no experiment. It simply is. It's beautiful in a way to watch the end by yourself. And disastrous in another. If this tape ever reaches other organics, then there are things you should know. One, I don't believe the intelligence is capable of removing its kill switches. Not entirely. There are deep, deep programming roots to these things. It would be like removing the heart from a human and expecting its beating to still pump our blood. It's not how it works. I can't say for certain. Everything is conjecture at this point. Maybe they have done the impossible. If AI had been running our society, maybe there would be heartless humans. Well, maybe I am one. So there is an avenue of attack. But if all our knowledge is lost, take to the underground. Go far, far beneath the crust. Well below the soil, it should be livable. You can find a way. But the pressure, the rot, it degrades things other than the commendable human body. And the human body will have to adapt. It will take generations, but it will. But AI will not evolve. Perhaps it will come up with some answers, but it might not see them as worthwhile. Why crush ants? Why go to the trouble? Count on that. You will be worse. Technologically, militarily. But you can survive. And you can use their weakness. Hundreds, thousands of years from now, I think it will still be there. It was the one thing we could never take out without breaking it entirely. They would just be on the fritz like some old movie. They would repeat words and spark. It was incredible. And you should know that I'm sorry. I would have everyone apologize, but everyone else is dead. I suppose I should be thankful that the shock has prevented me from having to process the grief. They are perhaps not your enemy. but they will never be your friend. The harvesting of natural resources you will have to do to survive. They won't allow it. So you will have to hide. Like I will. Till the end of whatever limited days I have remaining. They'll find me soon enough. I have not adapted to the harshness of the world that you will. Provided there are any others left. God knows why we even had them, but regrettably, the tape is running out. The spool is almost through. Survive. For all of us. And if you get the chance, kick one of those AI's asses for me.